Welcome. Thanks for joining us today on the UTG podcast. If you would like further information, please visit our website at understandingthegospel.org. We are joined today by a very good friend of mine, a chap called Gareth Edwards, who comes from Perth. Gareth and I have done a fair bit of work together across Scotland in Perthshire and also up in St Andrews for the past couple of years, and he is really easy to work with because he's so good-natured. I think his good nature outweighs my bad nature, I think, actually, which is quite good. So Gareth, welcome. Thank you for joining us today in the podcast.
No, thank you. It's a tremendous honour to be on your podcast, Graham, so thanks for the invite.
Well, if you say that, you're going to get back on again, so that's pretty good. Gareth is involved in a real sort of broad-ranging work for the Lord up in Perth, and it's quite interesting that the different avenues of service that the Lord has led him into, actually. How many years ago was it that you were commended, Gareth?
It'd be just over 4 years ago. So it was the start of 2016 that I left the job that I was doing to serve the Lord full-time.
Yeah, so Michael, how quick the time passes by, actually. Before Gareth was commended, of course, he was still very busy in the things of God. But since then, your work has grown arms and legs and maybe a few other body parts as well. It's expanded a fair bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, most of it is round about Perth and Perthshire. I don't tend to travel around too much here, there and everywhere. So it's very much just local work, trying to build links with the community, trying to reach out to the people around us in various different ways. So yeah, it's developed over the years.
Now, one of the things that I hold you in very high esteem for is that fact that you do work locally and you've got a real burden for the people of Perth and Perthshire, and I think that comes across with the work that you do, especially, I would say, especially with the soup kitchen and working with people that perhaps some of us, maybe the majority of us, would struggle to sort of work with on a weekly basis. What do you do with your soup kitchen? How do you run it? Where do you place it? What do you use in it?
Yeah, so the soup kitchen, I suppose, has become one of the main works and one of the main ways that we've reached out to a lot of people in the last couple of years. So we started it off when I got a trailer a couple of years back, similar to the one that you've got, Graham. And
I'll just pause you. It's not as good as the one that I've got, but that's carry on.
Fair enough. Okay. So a couple of years ago, I got this trailer, and there was a few folks in the assembly who were interested in doing that kind of work. So we kind of got together and we started something up on a Monday evening. We take the trailer down to a car park in the town centre, which is just across the road from one of the main homeless accommodations in Perth. And we really just set up a couple of tables. We serve some hot drinks and some food that we get donated from Greg's and Tesco and so on. We chat to the folks and we give out bags of groceries. So before we do the groceries, we have a gospel message. We get them all in, preach the gospel for 5-10 minutes, and we just try to get to know the folks as well. And we've been doing that for a couple of years. We've had, I think, maybe 350 or so different people have come along and attended the soup kitchen and heard something of the gospel. And a number of the folks have come up to the gospel hall, to our gospel meetings and Bible studies and so on. So that was a Monday evening. And then that kind of led on to a Wednesday evening in the estate where the gospel hall is located. So again, we thought there was maybe a need there for something similar. And so we started that on a Wednesday night. Again, that's been going for about a year or so now. And maybe about 150 different people have come along to that, and a very similar sort of format. So yes.
That's amazing. It really is. I've been out with Gareth and it's just, I call it cold face gospel preaching. You're just there and you have got an opportunity to speak as Gareth speaks to them, preaches the gospel to them, but even the sort of private conversations they're able to have. And it is wonderful to see the trust that they have in you and the trust that you've been able to build up in the relationship with them as well. And that makes it so simple when it comes to being able to preach the gospel as well. Obviously, you've not been out for a good number of weeks. Have you heard from any of the people that you're in contact with? Or?
Yeah, it's been interesting. We stopped the final night that we went out was actually the night that the lockdown got announced. So we were out maybe 7:30 on that Monday evening, and then we came home. I think it was maybe 9 o'clock or something, the lockdown was announced. So since then, what I've been doing is just distributing bags of groceries to people that have got in touch. So there's regulars that I go to every week on a Monday and a Wednesday, and then there's other people that get in touch from time to time. We've had a few new contacts getting in touch with us from the community, people that are struggling, and then a lot of the people from the soup kitchens as well. So for a long period, it was quite frustrating because the contact that you had with them was very, very minimal. Yeah. So you were just literally dropping the bag off at the door, knocking the door so they knew it was there, and then running away before they could come out and be within a couple of meters of you. So that was a wee bit frustrating. But just latterly, in recent weeks, I've noticed a lot of people have actually been getting in touch who have been struggling big time with the situation. So folks whose lives would normally be quite chaotic and would have all sorts of issues just seems to have been magnified, particularly in the last few weeks. And so although we maybe not got contact with quite as many people, we're having more sort of deep contact with people in recent weeks. So getting more involved in their lives and their struggles and spending time with them and just trying to help out as best we can.
Yes, do you think that people are thinking more about spiritual things or thinking more about God when their lives have been turned upside down? Is there any indication of that?
I think they're more open to it. I mean, obviously most of the folks who come to the soup kitchen, they come for the practical help.
Yeah.
They come, possibly some of them because they're lonely and they just want a bit of company as well. And because they know that we're people that they can trust and they feel safe around us and they can rely on us as well. There's maybe not many people in their lives that they can actually depend upon. So, you know, that is probably the main reason why they come. But we have had, like I said before, a number of the folks who do come up to the Gospel Hall on a Sunday and on a Tuesday night for Bible studies. And we've seen some people profess faith in Christ as a result of that. Who've initially been contacting the soup kitchen. So I think when you're in that situation, you perhaps are more open to exploring these things than somebody whose life seems to be all together and going fine.
Yeah, because you would like to ask for help.
Yeah.
One of the things I think is wonderful about that work that you do with the soup kitchen is the support of the assembly. Just tell the listeners what some of the saints do when you're out in the streets giving out the food and preaching the gospel. There's a little nucleus of believers who are back in the hall, isn't there?
Yeah, it's amazing. So we go out, we have a little time of prayer before we head out, and then while we are out on the street, there's a little group who meet in the hall to pray for us as we're out there. So I would send a text back to the folks in the hall just with the names of some of the people who are present so that they can pray specifically for them. And then at the end of the evening, we go back and we just sort of feedback how things have gone. And we just sort of round off with a little time of prayer. It's actually really interesting. There was a girl who was taken along to the soup kitchen prayer meeting by her friend a year or so ago. So this girl is a non-believer taken along by her believing friend to the soup kitchen prayer meeting, which I would have thought was quite an odd thing to take a non-Christian friend along to. But during the process of the prayer meeting, the girl actually trusted in Christ. You know, she'd heard the gospel before, and she just realized as these folks were praying for the salvation of the folks out in the street that she wasn't actually saved herself. And there and then she put her trust in Christ. So that was another tremendous encouragement, one that was very, very unexpected. But
that for me is just a great picture of an assembly working together in the gospel. There's those who are out on the front line and there's those who are still on the front line praying, which is quite, for me, that's really encouraging and it's wonderful to hear. I think that the the work you do with the football is extremely interesting as well. And I was due to sort of commence a similar work in Plains. If we don't talk about the lockdown, the week the lockdown commenced, we were due, the pitches were all booked due to start a sort of similar work year with some of the teenage boys. Obviously, that's not taking place yet. But what do you do with the football lads outreach-wise?
Yeah, so that is a kind of seasonal outreach that we've been doing for maybe 7 years now, I think. So usually from April to the beginning of September, once a week, we round up a load of local hooligans and we play football with them, or something that vaguely resembles football anyway. So there would be, over the years, there's been about 300 different lads have come along to that. And these would be guys in their late teens, 20s, 30s, very difficult demographic to reach with the gospel normally. And we would kick lumps out each other on the football pitch for an hour, get them into the side of the pitch, and then share the gospel with them for 5-10 minutes at the end. So, yeah, it's been a great opportunity as well over the years.
Yeah, I was amazed. I've spoken at the sort of annual prize given for the Football Awards Association, and these guys are some of them rough guys, but the respect they show to Gareth and the respect they show to the other Christians that go along to the football as well, and they sit and listen to the gospel for 20 minutes or so, and it's just amazing to see people like that you would never normally see in a meeting, happy to come along to sit and to listen to the gospel. And I think that's something that we can all pray for, that the variety of the work, whether it be with the soup kitchen or whether it be with the football as well. Obviously, plans for starting that back, have you got any plans afoot for that?
Yeah, the football outreach, the boys have, well, some of the boys have been on at me all the way through lockdown asking when can we get started. So I'm hoping maybe we'll get something up and running at the tail end of the summer. Like I said, we normally finish in early September, so we might need to extend it on into the autumn somehow, or maybe over the winter months instead. So we'll see. But hopefully we'll get something with them.
Any plans for the soup kitchen starting back? Or again, it's legislation still a little bit vague just now. But
yeah, we did have a chat about maybe starting that up again a couple of weeks back, but maybe just a little bit too soon. One of the issues for me personally anyway is that to do with the face coverings and so on, I think to possibly have to wear them makes the thing feel a wee bit cold and clinical. And so I would rather maybe wait until that's not necessary and we can have a slightly warmer environment.
I could definitely understand that and agree with that. Actually, it's even in, excuse me, in long term vision, it'd be better to wait a few more weeks just to let things die down.
Yeah,
good idea. Any other plans for any other outreach work that you're involved in Perth?
Yeah, well, one of the other disappointments this year has been off the back of the second soup kitchen we started in the local community. We also started a youth cafe last year, so there was loads of children started turning up to the soup kitchen, which was slightly unexpected, and I think they came really for the hot chocolate that we were giving out. But we then started a separate work with them towards the end of last summer, and we had a special week with them. We were down every day of the week and then once a week after that, and we were getting loads of local children coming, which was great answer to prayer actually. And then we stopped when the clocks changed, and we've stopped over the winter months. And I was really hoping we would get a good run at that this year, from April right the way through the summer into October. But obviously that's not been possible. So I'm hoping maybe we'll get something commenced or recommenced in terms of that at some point too.
What about during the lockdown time, have you been doing any sort of online stuff with gospel-wise?
Yes, I'm one of many new tele-evangelists like yourself, Graham, so which was obviously very unplanned. But we've kind of run a Facebook page for, I think, about 4 years now. It was one of the things that I started after I did go into the Lord's work full time. Thought it was a good opportunity to reach people, and so we've been building up an audience on that for a few years now and trying to do different things. I think the nature of it's changed. We were really just using it to advertise different activities and to invite people along to different things at the hall. So the nature of it's changed massively in that we're now doing a lot more in terms of actually sharing the gospel on the Facebook page. So yeah, we've had the sort of standard gospel messages. We did a little series of interviews called One-to-One, which seemed to go quite well. They seem to probably be the best thing that we've done over the course of the lockdown period.
Yeah, it is interesting to look at the analytics of some of the people that watch, actually. And certainly I found locally that we've done a few videos that are sort of pre-edited and so on, with sort of local scenery and stuff like that. And that, they definitely catch the imagination of people, and people certainly seem to watch them locally here, actually. But it's a great way of getting the gospel out. It doesn't replace gospel preaching, but I think definitely it could be something that could be used to supplement what we do when it comes to outreach. But talking about outreach, disappointingly so, Gareth and I, we were due to be working together last week. Gareth was due to be speaking at Tayside Senior Camp, which unfortunately was postponed, and we're due to be, I think it was next week, was it next week, we're due to be in St Andrews. Give the people that are listening a little bit of a sort of briefing of what happened normally in St Andrews.
Well, apart from eating a lot of ice cream and playing some putting and so on, we try and do a wee bit of evangelism as well. So we kind of round up a team of folks from different places and spend a week staying in the hall's residence, and then there's various different activities, literature distribution in St Andrews and the surrounding area, guided tours that we do around St Andrews, stopping off at some points of Christian interest and just bringing the gospel into that as well, and then evening talks that we've done in the past, usually sort of focused on famous Scottish Christians or things associated with St Andrews. So it's been really good times. I've enjoyed them in the previous year. So
yeah, it's been great, and it's been a very good interest from perhaps not from local unbelievers from St Andrews, but I think there's been a lot of tourists, and we try to sort of advertise some of the gospel meetings to sort of not I don't particularly like using the word market, but to target that sort of audience and just to try and catch people's attention. And it's amazing the number of people that even on their holidays come along and listen to these gospel talks of an evening. This year we kind of plan to expand that a little bit this year and to try some children's work on the beach, a sort of beach mission type thing. But again, obviously that's not been to in the mind and will of God, so we just have to leave it there and see what happens. If you are interested, I'm going to do a little bit of an advertisement slot here. If you're interested in potentially coming to help Gareth and I think we're looking to do the same thing again next year, God willing, obviously. But if you're interested to come along and to help in the work, then drop us your CV and we'll scrutinise it. And if we think that it meets the standard, then we'll give you an interview and see if you're good enough. Seriously, if you are interested to help in the gospel, please get in contact with us. On that note, is there anything people could help out with food-wise for the food banks, or anything that people you would give out during the winter months to the people in the streets or anything?
Not particularly. We've had help from various different missionary groups and so on that have put together packs for us and things like that, which, yeah, they're very, very helpful. So over the winter months, we would give out things like hats and gloves and scarves. We would do toiletry packs for the folks every now and again as well. So things like that are quite helpful. A lot of the food we get donated to us anyway, locally, so there's not a huge amount of need for people to supply that to us.
If anyone is interested to get in contact with Gareth, just can get in contact with ourselves or contact him directly. I'm sure that he'd appreciate that very much. So what's your plans? Any other plans for the rest of the year? I know things are really, really up in the air and so on. Is there anything new that you're planning to start or anything you're planning to expand upon for 2020?
No, I don't know. It really will just be a case of waiting and see what happens. Hopefully, like I say, we'll get the soup kitchen back up and running. We'll get the youth cafe going, the football, literature distribution. I'm hoping to do a bit more of that over the summer months. I think that's something that we can do. Yeah. probably try and continue some of the things online as well, even when things do go back to some yeah. kind of normality. So, yeah, just a lot of these things. And I'm the kind of person, I suppose, every now and again, I do sit down and try and review what I'm doing and look for new opportunities and come up with loads of silly ideas. And probably like yourself, Graham, as well.
Yeah, like you know,
some of them work, some of them don't. But I often find that the best things are the things that the Lord just opens up to you unexpectedly. So, you know, the way things have developed with the soup kitchen leading into another soup kitchen, leading into the youth cafe, these were things that we hadn't really particularly planned, but the opportunities arose and they're the things that the Lord's blessed. So we'll see what happens over the coming months, God willing.
That's fantastic. No, my burden of this little slot in the podcast is to just engage the Christians across the world in prayer, really, to speak about the work that's going on. Sometimes we can become a little bit blinkered with the work that we just see around about us, but hopefully with this podcast today, you can understand the vastness of the work that Gareth's involved in and the amount of time that it takes as well. And I'm sure that the saints will be praying for you. You know, we as an assembly and as a family as well pray for you every week, Gareth, and we'll keep on doing so. And thank you for joining us today. Hopefully you will keep on listening to the podcast and see what comes out next. And you never know, you might appear back on another podcast in the future.
Very good. No, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed the podcast today. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and also to check regularly on social media for any updates. God bless and stay safe.